This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Northeast is becoming a key destination for the sectors like energy and semiconductors. He highlighted that Northeast is the most diverse region in the diverse India and its diversity is the nation's strength. Inaugurating the Rising Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi stressed that it's important to develop the Northeast region in order to build a developed India.
Aaj desh mein semiconductor ecosystem ko majboot karne mein bhi Northeast Assam ki bhumika badi ho rahi hai. Bahut jald Northeast ke semiconductor plant se pehli made in India chip desh ko milne wali hai. इस प्लांट ने नॉर्थ ईस्ट में सेमीकंडक्टर सेक्टर के लिए अन्य कटिंग एज टेक के लिए संभावनाओं के द्वार खोल दिए हैं.
The Prime Minister said that the East means empower, act, strengthen and transform. He pointed out that there was a time when Northeast India was merely called the frontier region, but it's emerging as the front runner of growth. Mr. Modi urged the investors to explore the different sectors accord with the Northeast region, saying that the Northeast is now becoming the land of opportunities. Mr. Prime Minister has said that his government follows a policy of the zero tolerance and it will not encourage any terrorism or the Maoist elements spreading unrest. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 10th Governing Council meeting of the Niti Aayog today in New Delhi. The Governing Council meeting will discuss the approach of the Viksit Rajya for the Viksit Bharat 2047. The 10th Governing Council meeting will be attended by the Chief Ministers and the Lieutenant Governors of the states and the Union Territories, the Union Ministers and the Vice Chairman, the members of the CEO of the Niti Aayog. The 10th Governing Council meeting will provide a unique platform to deliberate on the development challenges faced by the country and build the consensus on the state role in making India a developed nation. Germany has fully supported India's right to defend itself against terrorism. The External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has met with a German counterpart Johann Wandfall in Berlin. After the talks, the German minister condemned the terrorist attack on India. Mr. Wandfall advocated a bilateral solution between India and Pakistan. During this meeting, both the leaders discussed the ways to further deepen the strategic partnership and identified the areas of the potential avenues. Later jointly addressed the media, that Dr. Jaishankar said that the German government had conveyed its understanding that every country has the right to defend itself against terror. India has extended no time for the Pakistan flights till the 23rd of next month. According to the Ministry of Civil Aviation, the Indian airspace is not approved for aircraft registered in Pakistan and operated, owned and leased by the Pakistani airlines, including the military aircrafts. Talking to the media in New Delhi, the Civil Aviation Minister, Ram Manohar Naidu, has said that the no time has been extended and India is maintaining the status quo. The Foreign Secretary, Vikram Misri, briefed the members of the four multi-party delegations as part of India's diplomatic outreach on the Operation Sindoor. Mr. Misri briefed the delegation led by the Congress leader Shashi Tharoor, BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad, NCP-SP leader Supriya Sule and BJP leader Baijant Panda. After the briefing, the Congress MP Shashi Tharoor said that India is going to communicate to all the external extracurriculars and the horrendous terrorism which India has been subject to since 1989 from actual the border. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 42 runs at the Ekanna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow last evening. Chasing 232 runs for victory, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were all out for 189 runs in 19.5 overs. Earlier put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad posted a mammoth total of 231 in stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.